The question was asked, are there levels of understanding to the words, to the text of our prayer, of our Shemona Esrei? In the work Nefesh HaChaim, the Rabbi Chaim of Lajin, the disciple of the Gra, which is a pretty Kabbalistic work, I cannot study a lot of it, there's a lot of it that's beyond me. There's this thought, which I haven't even reached the point where he says it, I only heard it quoted in classes. So there's this thought that he explains the reason that it was necessary that within the men of the great assembly who compiled the prayer would be prophets. Why did prophets have to compile prayer? Couldn't any sage compile prayer? So Rav Chaim of Lajin says, being that prayer would encompass the Shmona Esrei, which is the central prayer, would encompass every need and desire that any person would have till the end of time, that's not something humanly possible. You need assistance from above. So it had to be compiled before prophecy was gone. That's why there's a recurring stress in Chazal that compilers among them were prophets. You had Haggai, Chaya, Malachi, you had three prophets among them. Now, that automatically opens before us that the prayer is going to express every need a person has. Well, that means that there are multiple levels of understanding. Now, this can go in multiple directions, but let's start at the easiest level. We know that in Hebrew, there are many words for a concept. Happiness has 10 different words. Gila, rina, ditza, simcha. There are 10 different words for happiness. There are 10 different names to a lion. So each word is different. It's a different nuance. So I said to someone last night, Tomarli. So he jokingly asked me, Yesh evdel ben Tomarli le Tagidli. In English, we translate them both as tell me. So he was joking. I was on my way out. I said, yeah, there's a difference. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, look at Rashi on the pasuk, Kot tomar lebet Yaakov v'taged livnei Israel. So in English we would translate that, go tell the house of Jacob, go tell the sons of Israel. But in Hebrew, here it said tomar, here it said tagid. And Chazal say the word tomar means speak gently. The word tagid means you're talking to the men, be tough as nails with them. And Moshe was told, when you're going to teach the Torah, so with the women, be gentle. With the men, be tough. Women listen to Torah best when it's presented gently. Men listen to Torah best when it's presented toughly. That's our nature. So again, you have a word. What does it mean? And the same is true in Tefillah. You could read a prayer and understand it on its base level. What did I just read? This is what you should say. Ah, but then I could understand each word and its nuances, and suddenly I understand much more. So that's a very basic understanding that there are different levels of understanding within the prayer. The truth is that there's more. There's an understanding to the order. There's an understanding to why specific words were chosen. There's even an understanding to the alphabetical order of the wording within Shemona Esrei. There are allusions within the acronyms that different words form. So there's a lot. Even the number of letters that would be in a specific prayer were sometimes chosen for their correspondence. The number of words in the blessing on bread was chosen because it corresponds to many, many verses about sustaining man. So the level of genius that was invested in each blessing, when we make a blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech, how many words are there in a motzi?
10.
Ha'olam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, 10 words. How many psukim have 10 words? How many psukim in Ashrei have 10 words in them? Did we notice? Can you name one that has 10 words in it? An Ashrei. One pasuk that has 10 words in it. No count. Lodia, Livnei, Hadam, Kibur Tav. No. So we don't even notice, right? But if you open the Tur and the laws of making a blessing on bread, so the Tur has two pages going pasuk after pasuk that has 10 words and saying, this blessing corresponds to that, and that, and that, and that. Now go think that when you make a blessing. So we don't even see that, right? I'm asking you, Ashrei, you say it every day, which psukim have 10 words in Ashrei? We don't see that. So I'm saying, when you ask me, is there depth? Yeah, there's tremendous depth. There's depth to the letters that are used, to the number of words that are used. Poteach et yadecha umasbia lechol chai ratzon. No, that's not 10. No, give me a second.
Last
one
has
11.
What?
I think the final one.
The last one has 11.
That has 11. I don't remember. See, so the Torah quotes you like 5 or 6 psukim. I thought one of them was Potech et Yadecha. Now I see it isn't. So I'm forgetting the psukim he quotes. You guys can open up the Torah and the laws of making a blessing. He quotes it there. So. No, it's Einechol. Einechol Elecha Yisaberu Vata Noten Lahem Et Ochlam Beito. That's the pasuk. It's not Potech, it's Einechol. That's the pasuk that corresponds, that the Torah brings. But that's one, he brings many. So yes, there are many levels of interpretation, and the extent of it is huge. But when we read, we have to first learn, what is the verse saying? What was, like the Gra said, daven like a child. What am I saying? That's what's important.